Well now, once again, allow us to express our greetings and our gratitude to each of you for allowing us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with each of you once again. And before we begin, we would remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication, in that telepathic interaction and exchange of information. And once again as well, you will find it quite easy for you to alter your consciousness, to enter into that meditative state, the energy that each of you have been involved in the creation of for this event on this afternoon will assist you in altering that consciousness and entering into that meditative state. But once again, of course, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, what do you believe? It seems like such a simple statement. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And so, that's an important aspect of this creation process for you to grasp and to understand. But equally important is to understand that that spark of consciousness that you are, that oneness that you are, validates your beliefs and belief systems without judgment as to whether or not what you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state is a desirable or less than desirable reality, without judging whether it's what you would call a good or bad or light or dark or desirable or less than desirable state of consciousness. It's in your awakened consciousness state that you make that judgment. In that level of consciousness from which you create the reality, there is no such judgment. It validates your beliefs and belief systems. You validate your beliefs and belief systems. You see, you cannot be separated from who and what you truly are. Many individuals in your so-called awakened consciousness state go to very complicated procedures in an attempt to connect, as they would say, with their spirituality. You're not disconnected from your spirituality. You choose to hide from the understanding in your awakened consciousness state. But that spirituality that you are, that spark of consciousness, that oneness, whatever terminology you wish to utilize to describe the creator that you are, that creates this reality, is not separated from your awakened consciousness state. You simply choose to hide from that understanding of who and what you truly are and how it is that you create this reality. And so, many individuals as well look for a method or a technique. And we've already given you an analogy of what it's like to attempt to choose a method or technique, and you in your awakened consciousness state view the reality that you are experiencing as some type of a failure, or perhaps not necessarily a failure, but your inability to alter the reality you're experiencing. And so you look for another method or a technique. What's important to understand that the reality that you're experiencing is your creation. It's a validation of your beliefs and your belief systems. What do you believe? And so it's not a failure, but rather, once again, a creation process, and that spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in the creation process. And if you hold within your awakened consciousness state the expectation that it's not possible for you to alter a certain experience, that that's beyond your capacity, even though you absolutely know that there are individuals who are being very successful at altering that particular reality, and yet you don't believe that it's possible for you. That's not right or wrong. The spark of consciousness that creates your reality, that spark of consciousness, that spirituality that you are, validates that belief and rejoices in the creation process, rejoices in the validation without judging whether it's right or wrong, gives to you that which you desire. And so, we hesitate to give examples of methods or techniques that one should utilize, but it's important for you to understand that you create your reality. It's not something that you have to learn how to do. You do it continuously, constantly. You create your reality. What you're attempting to learn is to understand how you can influence that creation process from your conscious state. That's a whole different concept from understanding that you create it. There's a difference between understanding that you create it and understanding that you wish to have a method or technique or an understanding how you can influence consciously what you accept that you're creating. And so the first step, if you would, in this so-called ability to consciously influence your reality is to accept that you're the creator. It's your reality. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. And it can be very beneficial if you and your awakened consciousness state can also understand that it's an illusion. And not hold the thought that it's an illusion. Well, I think it's an illusion. Well, I know it's an illusion, but I don't really believe it. You see, what do you believe? If you believe it's an illusion, when you can grasp that understanding and hold it as an expectation, then you have the capacity to consciously influence your reality in a manner that you found quite difficult to consciously influence before. You create your reality. This is not something that's foreign to you. You hide from the understanding of the methods and the techniques that you utilize to create that reality. You choose to make it difficult. You choose to hold the expectation either that it's possible for you to influence certain parts of your realities, difficult for you to influence other parts of your realities. There are some within your sphere of entities that you interact with, for example, who have very little difficulty in creating what you would refer to as abundance. Each of you are familiar with those individuals who seem to have absolutely no trouble in creating that what you once again refer to as abundance. However, those individuals, simply again as an example, may have a difficulty in their relationships. However, other individuals have no difficulty in relationships, or they may have difficulty in creating abundance. And then there are those who have no difficulty in creating both abundance and relationships. What do you believe? What is your expectation? If you expect that it's going to be difficult for you to create that abundance, you will validate that belief. It's not a right or wrong. It's a choice. It's a choice that you make, and you make it on a continual basis. This is not something that you need to suddenly learn how to create your reality, but rather something that you need to understand and accept that it's an illusion and that you are consciously influencing and creating your reality. When you begin to understand that it's an illusion, when you begin to accept that you can create it and influence it, not only can, but do, and turn that particular creation process in what it is that you desire to experience in your awakened consciousness state, then you enhance the opportunity, the potential to have that experience. You see, desire is necessary. What do you desire? If you wish to have a reality, it's very beneficial to know in your conscious state what it is that you desire. Utilize your imagination. What's it like? What would it be like to experience? Now, many utilize their expectation, and it's always, well, someday I can imagine this at some time. Because you see, you believe in this passage of time and space, and so you continuously put it off. At some time, this may occur. At some time, I'm going to have that experience. And so it's always at some time. You see, when you begin to imagine that it's already occurring, then you begin to indeed enhance the capacity for your consciousness to create that reality and to influence that reality. And then you begin to have the expectation. You see, desire and imagination are very important aspects of this creation process that you're involved in your awakened consciousness state. expectation. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. What do you believe and what do you expect? You see, many people will, for example, hold in their so-called conscious mind a particular belief or belief system. But deep inside, in your subconsciousness, when you are all alone and you're quietly sitting there and you think, well, it would be nice, but I don't think that I'm worthy. I don't expect that to come into my reality. Other individuals can do that, but I can't do that. You see, if you don't hold the expectation, then the desire and the imagination become very difficult for you to influence the belief and belief system and consequently create the reality that you in your awakened consciousness state think you desire. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. If you don't have the expectation, then perhaps there's the area that one should be investigating. Why is there no expectation? Why do I see others have this capacity, but it doesn't seem to be working for me? I don't think I'm worthy. You see, like who you are, if you don't like who you are, it's not right or wrong. It just makes it difficult for you to consciously influence your reality because you don't have that expectation. Well, I can't validate that particular desire. I can use imagination all I want, but it won't happen. And so consequently, because you don't have the expectation, because you don't like who you are, you expect that it won't occur. And you validate the belief that you hold that it's not possible for you to influence your reality consciously. And the spark of consciousness that you are validates your belief and belief systems without judgment, gives to you that which you truly desire, like who you are. If you don't like who you are, change it. Once again, we hesitate to give various techniques because it the technique that works the best for each individual is the one that you believe will work the best. You see, the method or technique is not nearly as important as your belief in the method or technique. It's like we used the analogy of the vessels lined up upon the shore. Which one do you believe will accomplish that which you desire? Which method or technique will work for you? What do you believe? Do you truly believe that the method or technique will work? And so you see, method or technique really is not all that important. It's your belief in the method or technique that's important. And so, like who you are. If you don't like who you are, change it. And one of the methods, if you wish, that you can utilize to assist you in changing your particular self-worth, if you wish, liking who you are, is to establish a list of principles that you believe are important. You see, when you establish a list of principles and you base those principles upon what you think another individual may think is important, or you believe that other individuals would see you as being a better person, if you wish, that's not your choice of what it is that you desire to be. And so the principles are based upon your choices. Choose the principles that you desire to hold. Understand what the principles stand for. They all have a meaning. For example, if you choose the principle that you are going to be an individual who is always on time, for example, and yet for you to be on time means you can't be early or you can't be late. Understand what that means for you, so that if you understand and accept, well, it's almost impossible for me to be exact every time, and so I'm going to give myself a little leeway here and accept that as being part of that principle And so when you're within the leeway, you have not violated the principle that you put in place as being so important. Integrity. If you choose integrity, what does integrity mean to you? For some individuals, integrity means that you are presented with various options in a situation, and you think it over and you choose the right option. We're not suggesting it's right or wrong, but perhaps if you look at integrity and you say that integrity is when you do what you believe to be the right thing spontaneously, then perhaps it will have more meaning for you, and you will begin to like who you are. And the more you apply the principles, then the more you begin to enhance your character, and you like who you are. You like being who you are. And so establish a list of principles and be specific about what it is that that principle means to you. Not what it means to someone else. What does it mean to you? Like who you are. You see, you created this reality from a position of absolute unconditional love. And if you can't bring that unconditional love into your awakened consciousness state, then it becomes very difficult for you to consciously influence your reality. It's not that you don't influence your reality consciously, but you deny that activity. You deny that influence. You put it aside. You like to assume that it's not within your control. And even if you do assume it is within your control, you don't really believe it. You don't have the expectation that you can control your reality. You may know from various so-called activities that you've been involved in that you create your reality, but you don't really believe it. You don't hold the expectation that it's possible for you to create that reality. But when you like who you are, then you begin to love yourself consciously. And love is a state of being and a state of doing. It's not simply a question of, well, I do love myself. What do you mean, love myself? Loving yourself is a state of being and a state of doing. Loving yourself is quite easy for you to say, yeah, I love myself. But do you do the things that express that love to yourself? Do you give to yourself? And when you give a gift of love, is it a gift that you give unconditionally? You see, many times you're involved in a relationship and you give each other gifts, what you assume to be gifts. And they are gifts, but you put upon them certain conditions. And if you don't live up to the conditions, then you take away the gift. That's not a gift of love. That's a contract. There's nothing wrong with it. It's what allows society to exist. But don't confuse that with an unconditional gift of love. When you give an unconditional gift of love, it is exactly that. It's unconditional. There are no conditions. You give an unconditional love to yourself. When you can do that, when you can honestly do that, then you begin to understand and to bring into your awakened consciousness state the consciousness that you, the consciousness that you indeed can love yourself consciously in your awakened consciousness state. And that becomes for many a very difficult concept to grasp. And so, like who you are, learn to bring into your awakened consciousness state that understanding of who and what you truly are. Learn to love yourself consciously, and you will begin to have the capacity to influence your reality from your awakened consciousness state. Understand that it's an illusion. It's an illusion. And you put in place many times in your so-called altered state of consciousness many of the beliefs and belief systems that influence this illusionary reality. But it's an illusion. Time and space don't really exist. It's an illusion. And so, like who you are, learn to love yourself consciously and understand that your reality is a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
Anyone? Question? Can you read it?
It's from Tim.
Okay.
And I do have a philosophical question. It was mentioned earlier that the manifestation of everything is a miracle. I would agree with that statement. I would like to ask Josiah, why is there manifestation at all? Why is there a manifested universe? Is there a purpose to it?
You create this reality for the opportunity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that are not possible for you to experience when you're not involved in the creation process where you believe and understand that you are in absolute control. Is there a reason for existence? Is there a reason for non-existence? You see, we exist in a reality very similar to the reality that you exist in a vibrational level, if you wish. There is one very specific difference. We understand absolutely that the reality that we experience is simply a validation of our beliefs and belief systems. It's like, to give an example, in your awakened consciousness state in this vibrational level, you have the ability to create what you like to refer to as virtual realities. You know they're not real, they're virtual. And so in that virtual reality, it can be very exciting, but you understand absolutely that it's not real. It's a creation. Ironically, what you are experiencing in your so-called awakened consciousness state is also a reality that's an illusion. However, you believe you're not in control. You believe that this reality many times is beyond your capacity to control. Why do you create this reality in your vibrational level? It's to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. And there are, to utilize a type of an explanation for you to grasp, there are limitless vibrational realities. And in many of those vibrational realities, the only experience, if you wish, the only emotion that expands is this understanding of absolute unconditional love. You exist in this vibrational level, and you have altered your reality. You have altered not only your reality, you have altered the energy that you utilize to create this reality. And you have existing within this particular incarnational period a group of individuals that you like to refer to as indigo children or indigo individuals who understand that they can create their reality. They understand and accept that it's possible for them to have experiences based upon what it is that they desire. They have that expectation. And so you will see what you refer to as prodigies, for example, multitudes of individuals who, as children, what you believe to be children, are bringing into this incarnational period past other experiences from other lifetimes and experiencing it. We would suggest that in the next generation, you will have coming into this vibrational level what we would refer to as the peacemakers, the individuals who understand absolutely that this reality is created from a position of absolute unconditional love, and yet continue to experience these intense range of emotions and feelings, a combination, if you wish, of that understanding of creation process and yet an enjoying of being able to put that aside in order to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with the reality that you create in your so-called current incarnational period. In other levels of experience, the creation process is an expansion of unconditional love. It's an experience that you can, it's an emotion if you wish. It's an experience that you can become involved in by altering your consciousness and going with inside. And when you make that connection, when you have that experience, you will understand why it defies an explanation through the utilization of a vocabulary. It's like trying to explain a feeling to someone of an experience that they have never had. It just defies explanation. And yet, it's one that's available to each of you. Go with inside. The answers you seek are with inside. You see, you won't find those answers written in a book. You won't find them listening to an individual attempting to express to you various types of knowledge. You see, we simply express to you that which you desire to hear. Our explanation to you is what you desire to hear. And so it's not uncommon for you to think, oh, I wanted to hear that. Absolutely, you wanted to hear that. We don't have any knowledge that's available to you that's not available to you without utilizing us. And in fact, there are information that you desire that's within inside each of you that we have no access to. What do you believe? You see, to expect that an individual existing outside of your vibrational level can give an explanation as to how it is that you experience your reality without utilizing information that you willingly provide. It's like, and we've used the analogy, it's like sitting in your house and believing that it's possible for you to know everything that's occurring in your neighbor's property. When you put up barriers that limit that capacity to understand what's happening in your neighbor's property. And so we simply suggest and give to you information that you desire to hear, but the information that you truly seek is within inside each of you. Go within inside. If you once again believe that you are going to find this written in a book, or you're going to find it by listening to various types of others who have given you these so-called explanations, you will always fall short of what it is that you desire to hear. You will always feel there is something lacking. Go with inside. Learn to meditate. Go with inside. And when you go with inside, many times, when you alter your consciousness and you're in a meditative state, you create realities there as well. It's not like you simply step outside of this vibrational level. It's not like you step away from your consciousness. And so that veil that you put up continues to make it difficult for you to make the connection with that spark of consciousness that you are. And so you have these experiences, what you refer to as altered life experiences, or what you refer to as very enjoyable times in other realities. They're all distractions that are similar to the distractions that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. Put them aside. Treat them like foreign thoughts that enter your particular conscious mind when you're attempting to meditate. Put them aside and go deeper. Put them aside. And when you touch that particular spark of consciousness, when you get that glimpse, when you get that overwhelming feeling of unconditional love, you will be brought to tears and you will understand why it defies explanation. Does that answer your question?
He said, thank you. Is there anything else on the chat? Can you see?
Nothing else on the chat. If it's all right, I'd like to ask a question.
Sure.
Recently, I have experienced much validation to my creation. I am understanding that spark that you speak of, Josiah. My question. this part, I know we come here to experience, and I get that because it's a beautiful thing. Do we come here also to remind ourselves in some way of the great power that lies within that and what we are capable of?
You come here to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings that's not possible for you to experience when you understand that you are the creator of your reality. And so you put in place that electromagnetic type of veil that we refer to as, or rather that electromagnetic type of energy that we refer to as a veil, that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, not only in your awakened consciousness state, but varying various degrees through all levels of consciousness that you experience in this vibrational level. And so, you hide from that understanding of that awareness of the limitations of who and what you truly are. You choose to hide from that understanding because it makes it more real. It makes it more fun, if you wish. It makes it more appear that it's beyond your capacity. However, it's not something that you fear that you may lose connection with. You cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. You hide from it. When you exist in this vibrational level, and we hesitate to use the analogy of time and space because you believe in time and space, but it doesn't really exist. But when you enter into this vibrational level, it's not because you want to discover who you are. You know who you are. You know the limitlessness of your capacity to create. You understand that. You hide from it. You put it in place, this electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand that. And so it's not necessary for you to have that experience. It's not necessary for you in your existence in this vibrational level, in this particular incarnational period, to come to that particular understanding, unless you believe it's necessary. You can have that if you want, but it's unnecessary. You see, you exist in this vibrational level to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are not possible for you to experience when you understand who and what you truly are. And we would challenge each of you to look at any activity that you're involved in and break it down, and you will come to the conclusion that you're involved in that activity because eventually there's something you want to experience. There's an emotion and feeling that you wish to experience. But you don't have to worry about making that connection with who and what you truly are. You can't fail to come to that understanding. This is not a test. This is not something that you've been subjected to because you have to go through some type of a growth situation. You can have that if you wish. If it makes your life more challenging and more enjoyable, then we're not suggesting that that's either a good or a bad particular belief to hold. That's your choice. That's your belief. What do you believe? We're simply suggesting it's not necessary. It's no more necessary than it is to believe that you have to experience some type of an illness when you really don't have to. It's a choice. What do you believe? Does that answer your question?
I'm not sure entirely, and possibly because of the way I asked it, but why would we choose to hide from those beliefs?
If you understand who and what, if you understand who and what you truly are, you will not exist in this vibrational level. You will exist in another vibrational level. And so you choose, in order to make it more difficult for you to understand the creation process, because once again, it makes it seem more real. It intensifies the emotions and feelings. You can have that understanding, but when you have it and when you hold it consciously without absolutely any limitations, you will no longer exist in this vibrational level. And it's not like you go somewhere. It's not like, oh, suddenly I'm going to go into this other fantastic particular reality. Time and space are illusionary. This is but, it becomes difficult. It becomes very difficult to give an accurate explanation. Go with inside. The answers to the questions you seek are within inside each of you. Go with inside. Put aside all of the distractions that you experience in that meditative state. Go inside with the intent of connecting with the understanding of who and what you truly are. And you have that capacity to bring it back, if you wish, into your conscious state. Very difficult to hold it in your conscious state. But you can hold the understanding, you can hold the memory of the experience. And we assure you, when you experience that particular connection, the emotions will be absolutely unbelievable, and you will indeed be experiencing a very, very emotional experience that will bring you to tears. Does that answer your question?
Arash has a question. Come off mute.
Come. Yes, thank you. Prior to incarnating here, can one spark of energy make an agreement with another spark of energy or spark of consciousness, and their experiences be tied to one another? And I guess the second part to that question would be, if that is the case, could one of those sparks of energies continue to experience something until that other spark is fulfilled in their agreement of the experience, or their agreement of the understanding of the experience?
You see, again, it becomes very difficult because while you are indeed separate, you are one. And to say that there is one spark of energy that's influencing another spark of energy is not accurate. You are one. You interact as one, even though you are separate. And therein lies the difficulty in attempting to give you an explanation. Therein lies the reason that you should go with inside. However, when you're involved in an interaction, all of the individuals involved in that interaction have agreed to participate, if you would. We've used the analogy before, and it's not a very accurate analogy, but it gives you an example, that you're all involved in an activity on a stage, and you're playing out your individual parts on the stage, and then you run off the stage and you get together and you say, oh, wasn't that great? I did really well. And the other person says, no, I think you should have done this here. Okay, well, we'll do that the next time. And so you run back up on the stage and you do it all the next time. It's all agreed upon. You are all interacting. You are not separate. Again, it becomes a very difficult explanation, but you are one. You are one. You interact with every entity that exists in your entire vibrational level. You are one. And therein, it becomes very difficult for you to understand the limitlessness of who and what you truly are. You exist within each and every atom of your entire universe. You are one, and yet you are separate. Again, it defies an explanation. It's like a hypocrisy that's difficult to attempt to grasp. But it can assist you if you understand as well, and you can accept that it's an illusion. Not insignificant, but nonetheless an illusion. An illusion that you not only can manipulate, but you do constantly, in agreement with the other individuals that exist within your vibrational level. You see, when we express beliefs and belief systems, we talk about human consciousness belief systems, societal belief systems, and individual belief systems. And it's a combination of those belief systems that you utilize to create your reality in conjunction with all of the other entities that you are interacting with and experiencing. You may meet a stranger and you believe that this is someone who's completely foreign to you. We would suggest that you meet no one, if you would, in this particular incarnational period or in any other incarnational period that you are not familiar with. You choose to hide. You are one. And so, to suggest that one must accomplish a particular activity before another is to suggest that there is this passage of time and space, and it's not really that way. Time and space are illusionary. They only exist in your awakened consciousness state and to various degrees in your other levels of consciousness. You are constantly altering and changing your particular beliefs and belief systems in your reality. We suggest many times that you hold a belief and you hold a particular desire and you utilize your imagination in order to facilitate the creation of a reality. That's to validate your belief in time and space. That's to give you an explanation that you can grasp. But it's not that way. It's an illusion. It's an illusion. Time and space don't exist. You constantly alter your beliefs and belief systems' interactions with other individuals. That alters your past as readily as you alter your so-called future. Go with inside. Grasp that understanding that it's an illusion, that you not only have the capacity to alter, but that you do alter constantly, in total capacity and in total harmony with the one that you are, not only with one other individual, but with every entity that exists in your entire vibrational level. You see, there are activities occurring on what you would refer to as the other side of your Earth system. And many individuals believe that they're not involved in that. I can't impact that. You not only can impact that, you do impact that. Whether you choose to believe or not is immaterial. You agree at some level of your consciousness to participate in that human consciousness belief system. You agree. You put that in place. And you facilitate the creation of that reality. It's an illusion. You exist within each and every atom of the entire universe. Go with inside. Go with inside. And you will find the answers that you seek inside. You won't find them written in a book. You won't find them by listening to particular lectures such as we are attempting to explain to you. Go with inside. The answers you seek are within inside. Learn to meditate. Learn to alter your consciousness by maintaining aware of what it is that you're experiencing. Put aside those distractions. Have an intent of what it is that you desire to experience and go within inside. The answers you seek are within inside each of you. Does that answer your question?
It did answer the question, and if I could get just a couple of clarifications from what you said. The running on and off of stage that you mentioned, is that occurring like from moment to moment, day to day, or lifetime to lifetime? And the other clarification, if I could get, or should I just hold off until...
You see, that was simply an analogy that we give kind of as an example. Because, you see, there is no time. It's an illusion. It's in your awakened consciousness state that you hold this belief and this concept that there's time. And as you hold that belief, then there's this belief in time. Then you believe as well that it takes a passage of time for certain things to occur. It makes it more real. It validates it. For example, if you're creating an illness that's the result of things that you believe in your awakened consciousness state would result in you experience a certain type of illness, and it will, you believe in your awakened consciousness state in this time and space concept, and so it takes a certain amount of time for you to create that illness. It becomes very difficult for you to believe that it's possible for you to instantly eliminate the illness. You see, it becomes more real if it takes time to eliminate your illness, if it takes time for you to go through various particular activities again that are the opposite of what you got there to get to this illness, to go through these particular steps in order for you to eliminate that illness, it makes it more real. And so time and space are illusionary. Absolutely. You could change your reality in an instant if you wish. But even to utilize in an instant is to give a suggestion and to validate your belief in time and space. You constantly alter not only your future, what you believe is your future, but your past as well. Go with inside. Go with inside. Get a glimpse of the understanding of the illusion that you exist in your awakened consciousness state. And it will become much easier to grasp the concept of how much of this illusion you are absolutely in control of. You are all that is. Does that answer your question?
It did, thank you very much. And if I could, just one more, please, if you don't mind. The going inside, just to see if I understand this concept, is that place inside of us that is being referred to, that it can, this is just kind of a label, I guess, to help me kind of grasp it. Is that basically a place inside where there are just no other voices, no other influences? It's just purely you with your spark of consciousness?
When you alter your consciousness and go into a meditative state, you don't necessarily put aside this, what we refer to as this veil, this electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And so in that altered state of consciousness, you continuously bring in distractions, if you would. You create the distractions. It's not some other entity that's creating these distractions. It's you. Because you believe that this electromagnetic type of energy that you put in place, and it's a human consciousness belief system, not an individual belief system, which makes it very difficult to step outside of. Human consciousness belief systems are belief systems that each of you agree to perpetuate. And we've used the analogy that it's like laws of physics. You believe, for example, that there is this force of gravity, and it's very difficult for you to step outside of that and believe that there's not gravity. For you to levitate, if you wish, that term that you use to exist without gravity, even in your so-called terms of levitation. It's a limitation of the release of gravity, because you see, if you completely released gravity, you would not exist on your Earth system. However, it's a human consciousness belief system that you put in place, this electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And it's very difficult to step outside of that belief system. And so you continuously, even in your altered state of consciousness, in your meditative states, to create these illusionary realities. And many of them are very inviting. You know, you'd like to stay there and have that experience. It's very inviting. It can be very beneficial, if you wish, if you're having so-called a difficult time in your awakened consciousness state, in that altered state of consciousness, it can be very beneficial. If you enter into a meditative state, however, and you have a specific goal in mind, it can be of great assistance for you to get past those particular distractions that you put in place. And you go deeper, if you wish. You put aside and put aside the distractions until you become one with who and what you truly are, and you get a glimpse of that understanding. Even when you get a glimpse of that understanding, as we have suggested, to bring it back into your conscious state and to hold it constantly in your constant state becomes very difficult. Because you see, when you hold it constantly in your conscious state, then you eliminate the purpose of existing at this vibrational level, and you leave. Each of you will leave this vibrational level. It's your choice to be here, and it will be your choice to leave. And we utilize once again your belief in time and space, which are illusionary, but you choose to be here. No one put you here. You chose to exist in this vibrational level, to put in place the limitations of the understanding of who and what you truly are, to put in place the limitations of the understanding of how it is that you create this reality for the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings. If you can hold that particular belief, and if you can grasp that it's an illusion, then it becomes much easier for you to consciously influence and control your reality. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Any other ask a question?
Yes.
Yes. I know who and what I am, but when I'm in body-mind complex and I'm in a situation, I forget who and what I am. And the images I see in meditation, I forget who and what I am, their spark. How to keep that consciousness in your mind, who and what I am, in this emotional activity of life?
Very difficult, because you see, you choose to exist in this reality, once again, to experience those intense range of emotions and feelings. And it's very difficult to bring that understanding into your awakened consciousness state of who and what you truly are. You can get glimpses of it, and as you have suggested, you can know that. But to constantly hold it in your awakened consciousness state, once again, when you, for lack of a better terminology or an explanation, when you achieve that particular ability to hold it in your conscious state on a continual basis, you will continue to exist in this vibrational level. You will remove this illusionary reality. You will no longer experience those intense range of emotions and feelings, which is why you exist in this vibrational level in the first place. And so what you're attempting to do is to hold in your awakened consciousness state that understanding that you know exists, but is very difficult to hold in your awakened consciousness state when you're interacting in your day-to-day activities, when you're creating these realities that in your awakened consciousness state you view as being less than desirable, negative if you wish. And so you fall back into that human consciousness belief system. That veil prevails and limits your capacity in your awakened consciousness state to understand who and what you truly are. It's not something that's right or wrong. It's a choice. You choose to put in place the veil. You choose to limit the understanding of who and what you truly are for that very simple reason, for that opportunity to experience those intense range of emotions and feelings that you are trying so hard not to experience by holding in your awakened consciousness state this understanding of who and what you truly are. Rejoice in the creation process. Rejoice in this understanding that you can control your reality. Be grateful for those opportunities to experience those intense ranges of emotions and feelings. That's why you chose to exist in this vibrational level. It gives you that opportunity, for lack of a better terminology, for you to have a much more enjoyable experience while you continue to choose to exist in this vibrational level. Like who you are, love yourself consciously. Be grateful for the opportunities that you create for you to experience those intense range of emotions and feelings, and understand that the judgment as to whether it's desirable or less than desirable is a human consciousness awake judgment. It does not exist at the level from which you create your reality. Does that answer your question? Well now, It has been a very enjoyable afternoon. We would like to express our gratitude to each of you for offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with you in your vibrational level. We have never existed in your vibrational level and have no desire to experience the realities that you choose to exist in. However, we do appreciate this interaction. We appreciate our interaction with our friend Elias and the opportunity to experience the emotions and feelings that he experiences in his awake consciousness state. And in return, we attempt to offer him the opportunity to experience the emotions and feelings that we experience in our vibrational level. And so we would once again express our gratitude to each of you for this opportunity. And should you choose to interact with us, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so, until the next time, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.